welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
Good. We have a common illness, COPD, often associated with cigarette smoking, high morbidity and high mortality. Males and females pretty much equally affected. The CDC estimates that 10% of Americans over the age of 40 have some form of COPD. Of course, the prevalence varies both by state, by geographic location, and certainly by age. COPD is a leading cause of death among adults, both in the United States and worldwide. The CDC recommends that all patients avoid smoking and other risks. Of course, keep up to date on their vaccines and exercise as much as tolerated, and use short-acting bronchodilators as needed with, of course, good technique. They also should have regular assessments for hypoxemia and hypercapnia. But as exacerbations get more severe or perhaps as they get more frequent, treatment becomes more varied and there are more options. It's in that sense that the Canadian Thoracic Society has offered some guidelines. They are published in a poem in the journal Chest in 2023, starting on page 1159. The guidelines attempt to answer the question, what are the best pharmacologic therapies for patients with different severity levels of stable chronic obstructive pulmonary disease? Mark, what are they telling us?
Yeah, so this was a pretty good guideline. They panelists had loads of conflicts of interest, and there was only a single primary care physician, so that's kind of the downside. On the other hand, they did use a series of systematic reviews, and the greater the evidence. And it seems consistent with my, understanding of the literature and randomized trials. And they begin with assessing the severity of COPD in patients. So they use something called the COPD assessment test. And it's a simple scale. If you just Google COPD assessment test, you can find it. And the range is 0 to 40 points, where less than 10 is mild COPD and more than 10 is moderate to severe. They also use the level of dyspnea via the what's called the Modified Medical Research Council scale. And a 1 there means shortness of breath when hurrying on the level or walking up a slight hill. And that's mild COPD. Beyond that, a score of 2 is walking slower because of shortness of breath or having to stop to catch your breath. 3 is having to stoop after walking or take a breather after about 100 meters or a few minutes of walking. And number 4 is too short of breath to even leave the house. So severe COPD. What they recommend, and there's a really nice figure in the guideline if readers want to find that, figure 3, that kind of summarizes all of this, but all patients should use a short-acting bronchodilator like albuterol as needed. Okay, we kind of knew that. They recommend against using an inhaled steroid alone in patients with COPD. For patients with mild COPD, again, a CAT score less than 10 or an MMRC of 1, who have a pretty low symptom burden, their FEV1 is at least 80%, so mild COPD, they recommend a long-acting muscarinic antagonist or a long-acting beta agonist, so either a LAMA or a LABA. For patients with more severe COPD, so they have an FEV1 less than 80%, the CAT score is 10 or higher, the MMRC is at least 2, there you have to stratify based on their risk of having an exacerbation. Those at low risk of exacerbations, no more than 1 moderate AE, acute exacerbation in the past year, and that means having to seek care, go to the ER because of an exacerbation, those patients should get a combined LAMA plus LABA, and if needed, if that doesn't control their symptoms, progress to a triple therapy with a LAMA, LABA, and inhaled corticosteroid in a single inhaler. They quote an NNT of 4 at 1 year to prevent 1 moderate to severe exacerbation over a year, but it comes along with a higher risk of pneumonia as well. For those with 2 or more exacerbations in the past year, they should start out with that triple therapy with a LAMA, a LABA, and a steroid. And this, they state that this in these patients has been shown to reduce mortality. There are other medications you can consider if patients remain symptomatic on that triple therapy, things like prophylactic macrolides. They have been shown to reduce exacerbations, but not hospitalizations, and they come with their own side effects like hearing loss, QT elongation, and so I think that you need to be pretty thoughtful and careful about using those. A PDE4 inhibitor like roflumilast is another option, or a mucolytic agent. So the bottom line is these guidelines, they recommend stepping up from a LAMA or a LABA to a combination and then to triple therapy by adding a steroid as the severity and the number of exacerbations increase. They seem pretty reasonable. If you really want to take a deep dive into this, the whole report is about 260 pages and includes actually dozens of systematic reviews and their results, which went into making this guideline.
Thanks, Mark. A nice review for a common problem. I just wanted to ask a quick sort of aside about your understanding of the higher risk of pneumonia when someone's taking a LAMA and a LABDA and a steroid. Is that steroid related?
Yeah, it's most likely due to the steroid component. Yep.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again in a week.
Okay.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.